Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager Show is brought to you by KeyBank, and KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Any win is big. It just seems like they're really special here at Fenway, especially when you have two really good teams, two hot teams playing each other. And, Terry, not very often can you come into this ballpark and keep their offense from scoring after the second inning.
Yeah, and, you know, even on top of that, I mean, the atmosphere here, you know, we saw it last night. It's pretty electric. And, you know, a win doesn't count anymore. But I think the players probably enjoyed that atmosphere. And especially for some of our younger guys to see it and to go through it is really good for their development. But I thought Kluber, when we got the lead, really got aggressive. And that was exciting because that lineup is such a good lineup, and they're hitting on all cylinders right now. And he made some really good pitches, especially after we took the lead.
Well, and Tito, the one thing about your club here lately, yes, Lindor and Davis were off the charts against Cincinnati, but a three-run homer from Kip last night, and it seems like you have been getting those kind of contributions, different guys on different nights.
And I think that's the kind of team we have to be. Kip's so fun to watch in those situations because he plays the game so well where if he doesn't feel good against the pitcher or they're giving him the bunt, he can set up the inning by trying to base hit bunt. But he also thought he felt pretty good at the plate, which is I think an understatement. And he got a fastball. They were trying to go in. They didn't get it in far enough. And he hooked it around the pole, and it completely turned the game around.
Terry, anything new now in regards to Monday? There is a doubleheader, and I'm not trying to look to Monday, but I know you guys have really been going back and forth.
Yeah, what we did, Cody Anderson's going to start the second game. So when we sent him to AAA, we had lined it up where he would throw side days because he hasn't been down but, 5 days, 4 days, whatever, and knowing he would pitch the second day. But we just wanted to make sure we had our ducks in order and make sure nothing went wrong with all his side days. And so he'll be our extra pitcher, and then he'll go back after he makes a start. So, you know, it seems like an interesting move, but because it was going to be Clevenger, so yeah. He'll start game one. It's just kind of the roles are reversed. Clev won't be the extra guy for that day.
Also, Terry, in visiting with Carlos Carrasco when we were back home, I mean, the way he sounded, he thought maybe he could be pitching as soon as the first week in June. He really seems to be coming pretty quickly.
Well, I agree with that. I'm not sure about the dates just because I think his hamstring will dictate when he's pitching. But from all accounts, his arm, he is really feeling. Again, his arm, you know, he's got one of the best arms in the game, and to have a little bit of break but he keeps throwing. I mean, he was throwing BBs the other day. Now, Monday he'll go do it again and get a little bit more volume, a little bit more intensity, do some more fielding drills, but he is coming pretty quick. That's good.
Hey, this is a ball club, Terry, that now is 5 games above 500, and you have done it, in essence, without Michael Brantley and Carlos Carrasco. That says something.
Well, and you know what, though? Everybody loses, guys. I think that, I mean, there's no doubt we'd love to have those guys back. But you have no choice but to either, you know, kind of whine about it or go play. And sometimes when guys are out, it gives other guys chances to do things. Jose Ramirez has really taken advantage of that. We're playing everybody, so nobody's sitting, so everybody has a chance to have some timing and rhythm at the plate, and I think it's helping us.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Red Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.